Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Sorry. I'm just laughing at your counting stones.
You're good. It's just a bonus episode. Just keep going.
I'm so sorry. Okay, tangerines as a symbol. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show your friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
Your friends.
I fucked that up. Our friends.
Yeah, we know your friends.
We know your friends are sick of hearing us. God damn it.
Ooh. I'm keeping all of this in. This is
please do.
Fun.
This is gold.
Margaret, what are we talking about today?
I don't know. Today we will be issuing corrections for our cycle of episodes relating to season 1, episode 2. Jesus Christ.
Before we get into our corrections, Editing Anton has a cheeky little update for our listeners. The amount of released podcast material as of publishing the previous episode, Purple and Orange, Red String Lights, has now surpassed the... double the runtime of the entire show based on my projection for the length of season 3.
Good lord.
Yeah.
We wildin'.
Yeah. We're at this point, we're averaging length of the entire show per cycle. Basically. Because I'm pretty sure the last cheeky little update was also in flopped.
Probably.
I think when I checked. But.
Damn.
For listeners, a little behind the scenes, the reason why this episode already started weird is that I messed up the countdown to bring Margaret in to start talking, and then we just went for it. Let's just get talking, you know?
Let's get into it.
If you've been, for some reason, trying to keep spoilers out and like you're listening to this because it's like won't be a spoilery episode and you don't haven't listened to the other bonus episodes, these get weird.
Specifically this episode type or bonus apps in general?
Just bonus episodes, honestly.
Yeah. I don't even bonus remember recording the last float, to be fair.
No, yeah.
But yeah, bonus episodes. We wildin'.
Yeah. So as Margaret starts off with in our cold open, there are two people who reached out just today when I had a last call for details. Trying to figure out how to pronounce your handle. But ESKAMMEN. All right, Iskamen is how I've been saying it in my head, but you know, never know.
I like that. That feels good.
Yeah, they're talking about how this might not deserve a float. Did you guys mention tangerines? I do remember mentioning them at least one point, but we admittedly did not bring them up in Purple and Orange.
No,
they do not feature a bunch in episode 2. And I mean, like a lot of things with the like Purple and Orange theory, it gets into a lot of what I was talking about in that episode, which is like you can take symbols and really, really kind of you can keep making them mean a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we've fully come out and said this. I don't fully get or like personally vibe with the tangerine / orange fan theory.
Yeah. I mean, I get yeah. it.
I get it. And I think I could say, okay, well, like warm colors generally have been like the colors of like affection and stuff like that. But like, Wilhelm isn't in the scene with tangerines in this episode. So, like, Simon liking oranges can just be him liking oranges. Again, as I mentioned in the last episode of the cycle, I want to be careful about not making everything symbolic in this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying those who really are passionate about tangerines as a symbol aren't valid in their critique. I just don't personally find it I don't see what it contributes to my understanding of the show.
I vibe with that.
And that's ultimately English major in me coming out.
No way.
Check off your bingo card. Is
Thinking
like
game. Take a shot.
But also
Anton froze. I can't hear him.
Wait.
I don't know if they can hear me.
Oh.
But if he can't, this is going to be a good surprise for editing Anton.
Okay. There he is. There you are. I thought you were glaring at me or something. No. I was like, you're frozen.
Could you hear me?
No.
You're going to have a nice little surprise when you go to edit this.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Margaret froze, if anyone couldn't catch on. So yeah, there's that. That's what I meant. English major in me coming out. Critical theories are generally meant to improve an understanding of the piece of media and make it more meaningful in certain places. I don't really get personally how Henry's and Oranges can fully fit purple and orange. It's part of the reason why I didn't think of it. And then we, and because of that, I don't know. I'm talking in circles now, but
that's okay.
Hopefully listeners understand.
I think you're perfect.
Yeah. Not perfect, but it's
I think you're perfect.
You're good.
Great. Okie dokies.
Yeah. And then something I think we've maybe mentioned offhandedly. Ahajauhum. I don't know how to break up this handle, apologies. It was about how Villa mentions friends at his Stockholm public school. And now that we've gotten to episode 2, we've basically lost contact with them. Generally the question that I feel like we've maybe mentioned before, but I guess really haven't delved into, where are his friends?
I mean, it raises the question of how good of friends were they.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And if we've said anything about it, I think we've said that, which is that they were either not great of friends in order to keep in touch. And also, I mean, the whole reason why he was pulled out of public school was because of his parents saw them as the people in public school as bad influences.
Yeah.
And so though this is never spoken outright,
who's to say Christina didn't pay him off?
Yeah, that's a bit far, but I do think as a result of the scandal, it just makes a lot of just natural sense that you would put distance between you and the prince.
Yeah. And I mean, we've all had proximity friendships, you know, where you're like friends with these people because you like work together.
Hang out with them. Hang out or like hang out with them every day.
Yeah. Like, or like
at school.
Yeah. They're in your class or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you leave and you kind of never hear from them again. We've all had that.
Yeah. Right. And I don't doubt that Villa might have been like a completely different person in public school.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't know if he would be utterly different. And boy is an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. And so like, he would have grown up with the people in public school. But I always kind of just question, like, how much did people really feel like they were able to relate to him?
Or even, like, get to know him. It's not like you're going to invite the prince over to your house for pizza on a Friday night.
Right. Right.
So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like he probably didn't go over to a lot of friends' houses, and it just I think it hasn't been brought up partially because I think we're kind of meant to not think about them, because he feels, I think, in a lot of ways, Wilhelm has just kind of decided, like, I'm leaving that part of my life behind because I've been forced to.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of... But I think something that this listener does bring up that is it like that it, this definitely could contribute to his loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very much so. Also, final possibility that just made me really sad.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wilhelm was lying to Christina in order to try to stay at public school about having friends.
Why the fuck would you say that to me right now? Why the fuck would you say that to me right now?
In my defense, it is tied to something that this DM says, which is, doesn't he have any friends? Any in caps? And I'm just like,
why the fuck would they say that to me right now? I'm in a different state than my therapist. You can't do this to me. I'm fragile.
I'm sorry. So yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna cry after this. Just kidding. I'm not. But maybe.
Wilhelm makes us emotional, and that's what makes the show good.
He makes me so emotional.
Why
didn't they text you the other day? I was laughing my ass off.
Was it related to Wilhelm?
It was related to Edvin, that's for shit sure.
Yeah, related to Edvin, yeah. I've been sending Margaret some Edvin pictures.
I'm going to vomit, affectionate and in love.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So, anyone who listened to the last float might not be surprised that we have quite a bit from our good listener, Natasha. Natasha, never change. You have been our very faithful Swedish correspondent.
Shit, wait. Hearts. I'm doing hearts right now, but I forgot that you couldn't see it.
All right. So let's try to, we're going to try to rapid fire these. Regarding the Spikta Lerska, in the horror movie scene, definitively, I think we might have mentioned this before, it is Vincent and not August who says, "You call this a scary movie." The subtitles are just totally wrong. Yeah, she says Netflix really hasn't done a good job with the subtitles. I watched the show with Swedish subtitles and with the two English, so I've seen a lot of the faults made. I've written a Netflix customer service twice, but of course nothing has happened.
Goddamn. I will never cease to be amazed with the amount of reaching out that you do.
I think she says, and then she says, but of course I offered to help him fix the errors. I think it takes a real one to do that.
Damn. I love this subtle Thank shade you're giving Netflix. This is hilarious.
But also, thanks for the reference to our own joke that we've kind of stopped
That's
making. But it's
so true.
Really
I didn't
fun.
Even pick up on that. Man, yeah. I'm not a real one.
All right, and then jumping to Revolution, I don't think Swedish teenagers text in whole sentences. I think it's just clarity for the audience. Okay, just making sure. I figured that. Yeah, it's the one thing that General is that really I find interesting.
Texting in full sentences.
Yeah, texting in full sentences and like the choice to like I enjoy the clarity, and I would imagine like Swedish texting speak would probably be more difficult for an international audience to understand and all that. But yeah, it's like the one bit of like non like complete lack of realism that I just find really, really, really funny.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of appreciate it, because if it was a bunch of not full sentences, I don't know how well it would translate. And so
exactly.
Then I think
like
non-Swedish speakers would be very lost.
Yeah, definitely not. I'm definitely not complaining. Like, I have watched foreign shows on Netflix that, like, do just keep texting speak intact for a whole other language, and I'm just like... I barely get this. Like, I mean, because the thing is also the problem with that is like a lot of times it'll like if you just the subtitles will do if you're just like scanning through it'll be one of those things where before we learned that like texting should appear as text on screen, it would be like over the shoulder camera of just their phone, and I'm just like, no, there's and then the subtitles would just like try to keep up with how long it's on screen. It's a lot. And then she said about Wilhelm saying his toes were cramping in the kiss scene.
Yeah.
Apparently Edvin said in an interview that his toe was actually cramping, and so that was an improvisation.
Oh, baby.
I know.
Ugh, I'm so in love.
Simon gives Villa a very quick look as he's leaving the study scene to go to the library. Natasha caught that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of vowel education that we don't that is mostly for me because I keep for some reason trying to say Swedish on this show. But thank you, Natasha, for that. But she did say, I did very good and not at all embarrassing.
Aww, so. That's really sweet. I don't know if it's sarcasm or not, but it feels sincere in my heart.
No, because I said I was truly in dire need of a pointer or two after my semi-embarrassing attempts at Swedish in our most recent episode. And she said, not at all embarrassing, not even semi. So.
Aww, that's really sweet.
Yeah. Okay, you were correct, Margaret, about something we said off on. Natasha once again went above and beyond and texted the actor who plays Vincent.
Oh yeah.
Again, clarifying that he is the one who says this is a scary movie, and she sent me translation of their text thread.
It was a text thread.
Yeah, it was a text thread. Well, DM thread, like a DM thread.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold on.
No, DM, no DMs. Like, yeah.
How the fuck did Natasha get their number?
Basically he said, good question. I would say I'm pretty sure it's Vincent who says it. It was during the sound laying and the cutting, maybe it can be very confusing for the one who transcribes, because it's like for when you get, yeah. It's like they're not necessarily getting the finished product when they're getting
right
when they're trying to get the captions.
No, that's so valid.
Yeah, especially for Netflix, like there are so many captions you need to get done. I mean, it's part of the big reason why I think like from end of production, like post production, like takes so long for a Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least that's one of many reasons. Yeah, and I said, look at you once again doing the most and researching our random musings.
What I don't understand is my social anxiety could never. So it blows my fucking mind.
Yeah. about what it costs to study at Hellerska. Of course, Hellerska is fictional, but in Sweden, it's allowed to pay for the education. So boarding schools, they only pay for the rooms at the dorm. So anyone who lives nearby boarding schools can study there.
Oh.
Which is actually pretty much confirming what we thought.
But, yeah, it is. But mm-hmm. Nice to have that.
So yeah, now we know like tuition isn't really a thing.
Yeah.
It's just that room and board is probably agreed. I think, doesn't Maddie say how much it costs? Isn't it like $25,000 a year?
I have no idea.
She says it in the pilot, and
I don't remember. I'm
forgetting. You know, we're on float. I need to check.
We can't reopen.
I brought my iPad for a reason. Oh my god, I just realized, I wonder if this is gonna pick up my mic.
I don't hear anything, if it makes you feel any better.
Okay, I'm just gonna turn this light off anyways. I know it's when she's getting out of the shower. I'm on regular English subtitles, so if Maddie isn't gonna... Yep. This case costs like $20,000 a year. God, I'm good.
You're so good.
Because I think I remember mentally relating it to the cost of our college, so.
I can't think about the cost of college in America. It makes me sad.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, that's helpful for us because Maddie's at least partially American, so she translated it into USD for us.
Ugh, thank you. Converted. $20,000 for high school?
Private school. I mean, private schools in the U.S. are probably cost about that much. And they have tuition on top of room and board, so.
Ugh. That sucks. But I guess these people are loaded, so that's probably not that big of a deal for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that kind of does raise the question. I mean, I suppose Hellerska still probably has, like, pretty high standards. Like, we know that's never really clear, I guess, like whether or not, like, but I guess it is probably still like an application process, and then you get in, like, if it's like a private institution.
No idea.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't even know how private schools in America work. So.
Well, I think because usually private institutions, the thing about private institutions is that they're allowed to turn you away even at like the lower level, because like you have public school options.
Yeah,
I'm hesitating to ask a question on a float to have to be answered.
No, I'm just gonna Google it.
Yeah,
what am I googling?
Can private schools in Sweden turn you away? Okay, it looks,
I don't know, but this website says Sweden has the world's best education system. I mean, I don't know how reliable this is,
or how ranked it would be. How it'd be like.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they're ranking here, but
accounting for 17% of primary and lower secondary schools and 15% of pupils for higher ones. I think I mean what Google immediately said was like something similar to what the U.S. is like, which is like there are protections in terms of making sure you're not turning someone away for like race, ability, like any sort of like certain,
you're not discriminating.
Like, factor. Yeah.
But you can have like an acceptance standard, like.
Yeah, like grade wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's just go with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Works for me.
About August saying freak, apparently, Swedish people use many English words and expressions when we speak. I think as people who watch Young Royals a lot, I think we've both noticed this. Oh, that's interesting. We do not dub any movie or series except for children's programs. And because a lot of Swedish people watch many English and American shows, and now, of course, YouTubers, Swedes learn English at quite a young age, and not only what we learn in school.
Interesting.
If you ask any quote-unquote normal Swede speaking Swedish, you'll understand a lot just because we use English expressions instead of Swedish.
Makes sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the 80s, someone, a Swede, once wrote, "The most American country in the world is Sweden, and the USA comes second."
Damn. A Swede wrote that?
A Swede wrote that.
Why would they insult Sweden like that?
Oh, gosh. And she's like, and of course, August, keep your friends close and your enemies closer from episode one.
Yeah.
Is another example. Okay, disclaimer for something I've said multiple times. Apparently, the specific Bjarstad in the show is meant to be fictional. Because there are, like, multiple of them in Sweden.
There's multiple of the same city name?
America has the same thing.
Yeah, wait, but is Sweden broken up into states, though? Because America is. And that's
they have provinces, I believe. She said, I would say you're right to say that Bjarstad and Hlaerska are not very close to the castle or Stockholm. I think the location isn't one of the real, but I think the location isn't one of the real, quote unquote, real Bjarstads.
You know how Google generates, like, people also ask? Oh, wait, never mind. I just can't read. We're good. I thought it was somebody asking, does Sweden have countries? But it was counties, and I just can't read.
Yeah. Yeah, she says that as mentioned on the last float, she talks about how Hlaerska is very strongly based on the boarding school Lundsberg, and based on, like, the fact that, like, Hlaerska's in, like, the middle of the woods, she thinks that that is probably more accurate for, like, its relative location, which does make it even further away, it looks like, than the Bjarstad I thought it was going to be. So I guess we don't fully know how long, but, like, it still makes even more of a thing. Regardless if it's longer than 2.5 hours, like...
Yeah.
At a certain point, the point still stands.
Yeah.
About sending Wilhelm away and keeping him at a long distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually the next thing where she talks about. She says she can only speak her Swedes, but there's an never-ending whining from people in Stockholm versus people outside of Stockholm, especially people from the north. Most of Sweden's 10 million inhabitants live in the southern parts of the country. In the northern parts, a lot of people need to travel for work or just in the nearest village for hours, and they think that we who live in Stockholm area are whining when we complain that it takes us 45 minutes to go to work. But that is because most of the time it's quite close in kilometers, or since Stockholm is on a town on water, it's called the Venice of the North. We need to go through town, and that takes an extra half hour / an hour, or the subway goes slowly or whatever. So yes, some people she uses a Britishism that I have trouble translating. Some people are chocked. From context, I'm assuming it's like, I would say miffed, but I don't know if that's an Americanism. They're annoyed if they have to travel like 2 hours to get to work, while others think this is completely normal. So that makes sense for how long of a country is. Sweden is.
God, I get pissed off when I have to drive 15 minutes to work.
Like, it's a very thin country. Like, I would imagine it's a lot of how I hear Californians describe going north and south, because it's such a long state.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, and as mentioned, a lot of my understanding of how Europeans think is based on the one British person I know really well. So, like... he lives on an island, so that's not, it's not, it's a different story.
I mean, everything is an island if you think about it. It's just really big islands.
Okay, just making sure. Float.
That did is, pick up on Mike. I really liked that.
Yeah. we're just talking about the word float. Another question relating to her, kind of relating to Sarah not having been in the church in episode one, is something I did notice actually the other day, is that like she isn't in the on the table scene. That I can see.
Yeah.
Like, I keep thinking like maybe she's just like hard. It's like hard to tell, but like I haven't been able to like distinctly pick her out. So like,
yeah,
maybe she brought a lunch from home and is eating in the stables. Headcanon. I don't know.
That sounds really sad.
Yeah, especially like with where, I mean, although like, but like with where the episode starts, like she's not friends with Felice yet.
No, but for somebody who wants to fit in.
No, yeah.
I don't feel like she would pack a lunch and eat in the stables.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, the only thing I could think is if, like, for whatever reason, we're bouncing between two different times, and the girls decided to do on the table at breakfast, and the guys decided to do it at lunch.
Maybe. But the lighting looks the same. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Eh. Who knows? I mean... When we look at things this closely, we're gonna like start noticing continuity errors, and that's just the inevitable part of media made by humans.
Yeah, but then we just ignore continuity errors because the show is perfect.
Yeah, right. Because it doesn't make the impact of Sarah's story in this episode any like less that she's not there. Because like, also her not being there is not like the point of the scene. So she's just like. We can kind of just pretend she is there.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. All right. Now we're to something that two people talked about. Natasha and somebody else. I'm going to start with somebody else. Henrik Schroeder, who also I believe chimed in for last float. If the monarchy dies out, what happens next is undefined. Pre-1980, the Constitution said the parliament, quote-unquote, should elect a new monarch. That line is just now gone, so shrug. So it's like, okay, I was kind of right, I was right. Yeah, it's up to the people who decide what happens next if, like, the line does end. So, regarding privilege punishment. But the end of the monarchy would mean pretty much nothing for the elites with regard to money. Most of the business elite aren't noble and don't really give a shit. But those that are noble would still get to keep their titles. The nobility will still enjoy legal protection for their names, but so does everyone in Sweden with an uncommon name, noble or not. And they can keep their little members-only club and keep playing their games, although they'll lose some status for not having a royal house around as the source of status. Damn. See, that's what I was thinking. They'll at least lose status. Like, I didn't think maybe they would, like, literally lose their titles, but it's like, we all know who gave you those titles. So, But compare with Germany or France, who've long been republics, and there's still a bunch of German and French princes, and etc. around. Apparently, there's a racing driver whose last name is still Habsburg, which is one of a famous royal family that married into like basically every single royal family in Europe.
They were getting busy. Good for them.
And led to a lot of inbreeding.
Well, you know, shit happens, I guess.
And then here's Natasha's take about it. A lot of the same, but just make sure we get two people's opinion about what would happen if the Swedish nobility, if the monarchy fell. It lost all privileges in 1866 and still to this day managed to hang on to high positions and to maintain its power in other ways. In Germany, who hasn't been a monarchy for 104 years, they also have their nobility, quote unquote, intact, so to speak. So I doubt the Swedish nobility would lose its silent power if the monarchy fell. So yeah. Agree. We have corroboration and confirmation.
Woohoo!
Yes. And then I guess one less little detail to leave us on that I just find amusing.
Oh boy.
When Villa leaves with August after the bro tap, who helps with Simon with the boat? And maybe he needs help getting off the boat too. They all just leave him there.
That's such a good point.
Like, he's not even anywhere close to the pier either.
No. Ripperonis is what I have to say to that.
And with that, thus ends our commentary on season 1, episode 2.
All right.
Yeah. Not sure when this is coming out. But get ready for This Week in Alerska and our bonus episode, which, due to the length of that bonus episode, you might not hear it on the same day as This Week in Alerska. I make no promises. it's how I've gotten myself in trouble in the past. So
I haven't gotten yourself in trouble.
I will not on my own part, because I'll say something and want to follow through. Listeners have been nothing but understanding, and I do want to emphasize that this is all in my own head. about when and how episodes come out. So thank you, everybody. We both do have jobs, so it's... This podcast is difficult sometimes, but we love the show. And we're gonna I always keep saying, like, we would have talked about it anyways, so now we're just saving it for posterity.
Now we're just using it to drive all of you insane as well.
Exactly.
All right. Should I take us out?
Sure.
Alrighty. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram or our threads at People Don't Talk About. Make sure to check out the start of the next cycle about season 1, episode 3, coming soon. And with that, all that's left to say is...
Let's start a revolution, baby!